Good evening, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Am I speaking with Rodrigo?
Yes, I can have it.
Thank you, sir. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
What?
Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track?
No, they're going in the right direction. You just got to do more with the homeless people.
All right, right direction. Thank you. I would like to ask you some questions about the Laveen area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South of Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Laveen. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Laveen area is again, sir? Is that clear? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's move on. This is very quick, by the way. For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born? Only the year I need.
83.
Thank you so much. 1983. And are you, or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, I am.
You are. Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Sir?
It's good.
Good. All right. Thank you so much. Moving on. I'm going to a list of things people say would improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. With, one means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number between 1 and 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Laveen. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy? From 1 to 5, how much would that improve the quality of life in Laveen?
That'd be a 5, yeah. I wish it was more affordable housing out here.
All right, 5. How about better street and road maintenance?
5, yeah.
5? All right. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Well, I'm okay with the shops, but I don't need no more commercial businesses out here.
What number would you give it, though? I mean, remember, 1 is very little. It would not improve the quality of life. 5, that would improve the quality of life a lot. You can use any number.
4.
4, very well. And more parks and recreational opportunities.
That'd be a 5, yeah.
5 as well, very well. And more good-paying jobs.
A 5.
5. Better public transportation options.
Actually, like a 3.
3, very well. And more dining and entertainment options.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be a 4.
4? Okay. Moving on, sir. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Employed. Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
Too few.
Too few, okay. And would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
I'll say it's just the right amount.
Right amount. Okay, very well. Thank you so much. Moving on. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals in Laveen? Yes or no?
Yes.
And that is a strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
No, that's a strong yes.
Strong yes. Very well, sir. Would you like to see more home goods stores or other retail stores like Target in Laveen?
Yes.
Strongly, sir, or just somewhat?
Just a regular yes, sir.
Somewhat yes, then. Correct?
Yes.
Very well. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levin?
No.
No, okay. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levin?
Strong yes.
Strong yes, thank you, sir. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin?
I'm okay. Like in the middle.
Somewhat, yes?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhat,
okay.
Yeah.
Very well. Almost done, sir. Thank you so much. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levin? Something that you would like to see.
A Costco warehouse out here.
Costco, okay.
Costco or Sam's Club. Yeah, the nearest one is to us is all the way in Avondale or Ahwatukee.
Costco or what? Which other
Sam's
one, sir?
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, okay.
Yeah. And I would also like a movie theater out here if possible. I think they're going to make one, but I'm not sure.
Sam's Club? No, I can include that. Some would like to see a Costco or Sam's Club and a movie theater. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to see a Costco or a Sam's Club and a movie theater in Levin. Very well. That's pretty much it. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all, in your opinion?
Well, right now it's pretty big.
Very big problem or fairly big?
Yeah, it's a very big. No, it's a fairly big problem.
Fairly big, okay. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say it's a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say it's a moderate problem because they're building a bunch of new houses. They're just expensive.
All right. Moderate problem. The price is the issue. Huh?
Yeah, there's houses. They're just expensive.
I see. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levin? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. No. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levin?
No.
No? Okay, that's all right, sir. It's your opinion that counts. And would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levin?
Yeah, I would.
Is that a strong yes or just somewhat yes?
Just somewhat yes.
Thank you. One more. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levin?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Yes, somewhat, yes.
Somewhat. Thank you, man. Sir, almost done. Moving on now. How long had you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
3 years.
20 years? More than 20?
No, 3 years.
Oh, that would be less than 5 then. Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm buying my house. So I don't own it yet, but I'm buying it.
But well, how would you define it right now, own or rent?
Own,
very well. I'm going to read you some proposals to address the housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Almost done, sir. The first proposal is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I would favor that.
Would that be a strong favor or somewhat favor?
It'd be a strong favor.
Strong favor. And The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose?
To replace what?
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Oh, I favor that.
Strongly?
Yeah.
Or somewhat? Okay.
Well, strongly.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or oppose?
I'll favor it.
Remember, you can somewhat favor or strong favor. You have that choice.
I'll do a somewhat favor.
Very well. Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Would you favor or oppose?
I oppose on that one.
Somewhat oppose or strongly, sir? Oppose.
I'll somewhat oppose, because I do want apartments, but I don't want too many around this.
I understand. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you favor
somewhat.
That or oppose? Somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, one more. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you favor or oppose that one?
I'll oppose that one.
Strongly oppose, sir, or just somewhat?
I'll strongly oppose on that one.
All right, let's move on and let's start wrapping things up. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed?
High school,
thank you, sir. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount, less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to
$50,000 to
$75,000. Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Rodrigo.
Thank you, sir. Just verifying. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your valuable time and your participation. You have a wonderful night, sir. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.
Bye.